Christ the preeminent and all-inclusive one, the centrality and universality of God. So, I'm going to use this illustration of a dark room. Imagine you are in a dark room. You have not been in that room before. You don't know what is in the room. You'll be more careful to walk around because you are scared that you might stumble, you might hit your leg, or you might fall. But when light comes and you're able to see where everything is, you are more confident to walk around. So also in our daily experience, the world today is full of so much darkness. Sometimes we feel like we know where we are going or we have an idea, but we end up running into issues, making mistakes, and it's sometimes very scary. Now, without Jesus, we are in darkness. The kingdom of the realm of light is the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Having Christ in name and not in reality shows the control of the authority of darkness. Sometimes we have a mindset that darkness might be everything bad. But if you look at the illustration of that dark room, darkness doesn't necessarily only entail bad things. Our philosophies, our mindsets, you might have a predetermined mindset like, okay, this should be in the room, this should not be there. And then when light comes, you realize, oh, what I assumed was wrong. That is the same thing here. Having Christ in name and not in reality shows the control of the authority of darkness. Any place where the Lord Jesus is not present is under the authority of darkness. Reason? Christ is light. Now, taking this personal, there are times when we have guests in our houses and then we might say, hi, welcome, make yourself at home. That is, you're showing hospitality, come in, sit down, I'll get you something to drink. As much as we said, make yourself at home, we expect a certain limitation. We do not expect the guests to go to our room or maybe go through our private stuff, even though we said make yourself at home. Sometimes that is how our experience is with the Lord. We say, yes, Lord Jesus, make yourself at home in our hearts, but we limit him to maybe the sitting room of our heart or the entrance. Now, any place where the Lord Jesus is not present is under the authority of darkness. Any part of our being, of our daily life, that is without Christ is in darkness. Simply living according to ourselves puts us in darkness. It causes us to be separated from Christ. Only when Christ occupies every part of us and every aspect of our daily walk can we be wholly in the light and altogether be delivered from the control of the authority of darkness. Only when Christ controls every aspect of us can we fully say we are not under the control of darkness. Now, anything that is a substitute for Christ, it might be our hobbies, it might be our spare time, it might be things we love, people we love, people we hold dear, our families, our friends, philosophy, religion, our character, our culture, our virtues, concepts, opinions, anything that is not Christ is not Christ. It's under the authority of darkness. Christ has and must have the first place in everything. If for us to say, yes, Christ is truly the first, we need to experience his fullness. Now, for us to express our love for someone, we need to have fullness of love. Little love might not be so obvious, but when we have loved so much, it's very obvious. The fullness of the expression of all that God is Christ. Christ expressed God throughout his human living. And the whole scriptures point us to who Christ is. From the Gospels, we can see that Christ was resurrected to produce the church, the new creation. He was one grain of wheat that fell into the ground and produce many grains in resurrection to form the church. Now, it's just like I have a seed and I want to go into farming. Planting that one seed, when it germinates, it brings forth many fruits. That one seed dying brings forth many fruits. Now, in the book of Acts, we see that Christ is exalted as the head over all things, even the church. So, the book of Acts reveals that after his exaltation, Christ came as the Spirit to carry out God's intention and to move even in the church, to bring the church into existence. When we also look at the epistles, you might wonder, where is Christ in the epistles? But we see that Christ is our righteousness. Hallelujah. He's our life. He's our life supply. He's our holiness. He's our redemption. He's our glory. All these aspects of Christ indicate that we experience a full transformation resulting in glorification. Now, even in the last book of the Bible in Revelation, we see Christ as a testimony of the churches. We testify only Christ in the church. The real church of God is constituted of Christ and Christ alone. Christ is the King. He's the King of the coming kingdom. He's the center of the New Jerusalem. In the book of Colossians, Christ is the all-inclusive one. He's the centrality. He's the universality of God's economy. He's the all and in all. He's the preeminent one. We see Christ is all and in all. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm going to be sharing tonight from the book of Colossians. And I'm just going to share what I enjoyed and what I've been studying from the book of Colossians. My prayer is this book would bless you. Not just bless you, but you would touch something of life. Even as you listen into this message this evening. So, the verse is Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 to 23. And the topic is Christ, firstborn from among the dead. So, to get in, I'll just read this verse briefly to give a context. Now, we start from verse 15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
So, given an understanding of this verse, we get to see that Christ is the firstborn of all creation. Christ is the firstborn from among the dead. Now, the restoration of the universe, when we look at from the book of Genesis, was carried out by light. And who is light? Jesus is light. If we do not follow Jesus as the light, we will remain in darkness. Now, the word of God is light because it contains God. The source of light is God, and the source of the word is God. Therefore, the words of the Bible are the shining of light. When we receive Christ as life, this life becomes light in us, shining upon us, and enlightening us from within. The believers are luminaries. In ourselves, we have no light. The light comes from the oil of the Spirit burning within us. The source of light in Christians is not good works, is not in themselves, but Christ as the Spirit. The triune God is the unique light. Now, to worship anything other than God is idolatry. In Christ, we have been made full and we are short of nothing. When we see Christ, we see the expression of the invisible God. The new creation came into being by resurrection. Through Christ's incarnation, God was brought into humanity. Hallelujah. With Christ's first birth in incarnation, God was brought into humanity. God became one with man. Through Christ's resurrection, man was brought into God. Hallelujah. So when Christ was born, God came into us. And then at Christ's resurrection, we came into God. Hallelujah. We have the mutual abiding, God in us and us in God. Hallelujah. Now, when a sinner is born again, Christ is born into that individual. And hence, the division between that person and God is taken away and the person is brought into God. So when we come into the fold, when we come to know the Lord, when we become born again, we are brought into God. Hallelujah. In Christ, we are made full. In all things, Christ must be the first. In the new man, Christ is everyone and in everyone. There is no division in Christ. In the new creation, there is room only for Christ. Because we have the all-inclusive Christ, we do not need isms. We have the one who is all and in all. Christ is everything and in everything. Christ is amazing. He's profound. Christ is God expressed. And we need to be saturated with Christ as the all-inclusive one. Hallelujah.
Hi. So, today I'm going to be sharing about Christ, the mystery of God's economy. And my prayer is this word will minister life and you'll get an understanding of Christ and Christ's economy. So starting off from Colossians 1, 26 and 27, the Bible says, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Now, God's intention in his economy is to dispense himself into us. Christ is the focal point of God's dispensation. The goal of God's stewardship for the church was to complete the word of God. The church is the body of Christ, his fullness. The church is not a physical building. The church is a group of believers being constituted with Christ. The church is a new man with Christ as the constituent. And members of the church, genuine members of the church, have Christ the Savior imparting the divine life into them because Christ is the life-giving Spirit. Christ in us is mysterious and glorious. Christ in me is the hope of glory. To become fully grown in Christ is a matter of life. For us to grow, just like babies, babies need milk for them to be healthy and for them to grow. A newborn baby doesn't just start eating solid food. They desire milk. They cry for milk. So also, for us to grow in Christ, we need to absorb the riches of God's word by spending time to study the word and letting Christ work himself into us to take root downwards for us to bear fruit upward. Christ must be added into us. The goal of our work and of our ministry should be to minister Christ to others so that they may grow with the measure of Christ, who's the mystery of God's economy. Now, you might wonder, who is Christ? Christ is the portion of the saints. Christ is all inclusive. Everything we need is in Christ. Christ is also for our enjoyment. Christ is the expression of God. Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Christ is the means by which God expresses himself. Christ is the firstborn of the old creation and the new creation. He's the fullness in both the old and new creation. All the fullness dwells in Christ. Hallelujah. The expression of God's riches dwells in Christ. Christ is the mystery of God's economy. Christ is everything. In the new man, there is room only for Christ. There is no room for our natural constitution, for the natural man in any way. The Christ who indwells us is such a constituent of the new man. For us to really experience what does it mean for Christ to be in you, you need to get into the word. All the riches of God is in Christ. And we need to let Christ grow in us. Let Christ spread in us. And then we'll be constituted to the one new man. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah.